that ain't no way to go.
Girl, it just ain't right.
Don't you think that I deserve to hear you say goodbye? That ain't no way to go.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News. A federal judge is now deciding whether Google holds a monopoly on online ads. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday in a suit brought against Google by the Justice Department. The judge's decision is expected by the end of the year. An appeal from a tobacco giant turned back by America's highest court.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the U.S. The FDA says it does not plan to enforce new rules until December 2025. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Investigators in the Philippines have questions for Vice President Sara Duterte. She recently threatened to have President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife killed if she is assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Life in prison without parole for a man who fatally shot a Milwaukee transgender woman and set her apartment on fire. Jury convicted Cordell Housie of Nina in May for the fatal February 2023 shooting of Cache Henderson, who was shot in the back of the head and her body set on fire. A former Madison firefighter who was selling cocaine in his fire station has taken a plea deal. 48-year-old Trevor Wiggins pleaded guilty Monday to two misdemeanors. Police informants bought drugs from Wiggins multiple times during the investigation, including once at the station. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is getting $32 million to create a new program with the goal of incorporating materials that reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The pilot program will be used to inform future infrastructure projects to use more low-carbon transportation materials in Wisconsin. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Keys to Progress in Homeless Awareness, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. A Memphis gym owner was tired of a homeless man sleeping in one of his cars, so he decided to change his tactic and approach from a different angle.
I came back in here, I made him a cup of coffee. Some people need more than one chance. You know, some people, it takes a while for most kids to stop bumping their head.
Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around in the overnight. West to northwest winds just a bit on the gusty side as temperatures tumble into the upper teens. On your Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies as some high clouds work in. Lighter winds, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 17 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Mathematical equations, self-help,
psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
to the south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lori Morgan and Watch Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the teens. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. We'll also be talking with Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden about the letter that he sent to USDA regarding Pure Prairie poultry. We'll also get an update on the Farm Bill and the AM for Every Vehicle Act as well. That's coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Well, farmers from across Minnesota gathered over the weekend for the Minnesota Farmers Union's annual convention. Leaders of MFU say the high input prices for fuel and fertilizer are squeezing many of its members and arguing they are often unfairly blamed for the high price of groceries. MFU also expressed concerns over President-elect Trump's call for tariffs of up to 60% on Chinese goods, which they say could hurt farmers and even consumers as well. The Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention will be coming up in just a few weeks. And that will be December 14th, 15th, 16th the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells. And we'll have coverage from this year's WFU convention as well. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Farm transition planning is a big topic these days. Joining us on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, is Shana Borakov, partner and attorney and counselor at law at Borakov Osmond LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, who shares some insights when it comes to transitioning out of the farm.
You know, one, I think farmers have to realize that you are a client when you walk into someone's office. You are the one that is, you know, paying for services, and you are the boss. You know, I think that makes it a little bit easier to walk in and to know that when you're walking in, you have all the information that you need. You have a balance sheet. That's important information to know, right? That's important information that you have to share. And so it's the balance sheets, it's the financial statements that you have that you're working with your CPA with. Right. And maybe you have a bookkeeper, maybe you're, you know, a member of your family is organizing those things. So one, balance statements, yes. The tax returns are often a good thing because it shows a little bit more about your business structure. So you don't have to be the one that's always answering questions. Questionnaire, I have found, is, I mean, an essential tool that we have that we expect our clients to complete, because if they don't, we miss these minute details that end up becoming important, right? So the lay of the land, the personal information, hugely important, takes just a few minutes to complete, but once it's done, you don't have to go back to it. What is a good outline of my assets? You know, farm and personal. Because when we talk about farm transition, you know, so much gets emphasized with the farm, and it should be, because that's what the conversation is about. But those other things like bank accounts, you know, other financial information, other, you know, help, you know, spouses. If the farmer is married, you know, what does a spouse have? Is there retirement, you know, benefits? Do they have a day-to-day job that they have a 401k? All that other personal information really goes into the analysis of what is an appropriate transition that doesn't put anyone in a bad situation.
That's attorney Shana Borakov on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Her experiences in dealing with dairy farmers when it comes to farm transition planning.
First, I want people to be very practical about things. If I could ask my clients to do one more thing, is to actually write down what their goal is when they think about farm transition. And then I want them to truly evaluate whether that can happen. It's like, I want to get out of my farm in 5 years and I want this person to take it over. And then truly ask yourself, is that possible? And have you done enough to even make that happen? Because those can't be forced and those can't be legally arranged. Visualizing, putting the goal down and holding yourself accountable to that, and then asking you yourself, is this a hope? Is this a desire? Or is this a real goal that can be attained? And have I done enough to make sure that this goal can be attained within the time frame that I want it to be? So that's one. Two is, you know, I think a big takeaway, which I kind of underscored when I was saying it, is there is sweat equity that's not just sweat equity, right? There is lost opportunity costs when we're not doing transitions in our life. And I would say before someone just says, I can't, or I won't, whatever the reason, look at the actual tax ramifications of not transitioning during life. And if you're just trying to come up with that solution in your mind, that's not where it should be. It should actually be, you know, I kind of really want to do this, but I feel like I can't do it because of taxes. Because your advisors can work. We have so many tools there that it is sometimes just putting the number and saying, you know, this is actually the difference of the rental income versus the capital gains. You know, it's not that bad. It's like $5,000 a year. I did that the other day and they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's not, why aren't you just selling it now? And they're like, yeah, why aren't we just selling it now? So don't have the tax tail wag the dog, right? But don't use these excuses as something that prohibits you from exploring the opportunities.
Again, that's Shana Borakov, who is a partner, attorney, and counselor at law at Borakov Osman LLC, who shared on a recent PDP Dairy Signal some insights into farm transition planning. And you can hear that in its entirety for free simply by going to PDP's website at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said,
I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be
a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly lower. December down 3 to 1844, January up 7 to 1833, February down 4 to 1862, March down 3 at 1891. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1 to 164. 40-pound blocks up 5 to 169.5. 3-trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 2 and 3 quarters to 251 and a quarter. 6 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 3 quarters to 137.5. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 66 even. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. While there were higher boxed beef prices to start out the week, the trade still decided to take some profits, especially in the nearby months, as we could have a holiday-shortened week, and that may affect the cash markets. Now, feeder cattle mostly higher on news that New World screwworm was detected in a cow in southern Mexico, and that would restrict Mexican cattle imports. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly higher. Strength in the pork cutout value as it jumped 438 higher helped to support the market. December live cattle down 27 cents to 186.50. January feeder cattle up $1.17 to 255.47. December hogs up 30 cents to 81.97. Corn markets mostly lower on a light firm spread action and little fresh news to move the markets higher, even though the export wires saw Mexico secure 454,000 metric tons of corn. Soybeans mostly higher. Strength in the meal markets helping to support the markets, along with a solid export inspections report. Wheat markets mostly lower due to dollar weakness and lower MATIF wheat prices. New crop 25 corn down 3.75 to 432.5. New crop 25 beans up 2 to 10.10.5. December wheat down 8.5 to 535.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 370, December 375, January 378, new crop 25, 373. Cash beans 901, December 906, January 911, new crop 25, 921. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, 379 and three quarters. December, 382 and three quarters. January, 385. And February at 388. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash and December corn, 390. And January, 393. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn, 374. Cash beans, 905. January, 910. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 380. New crop, 25, 382. Cash beans, 901. New crop, 25, 920. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, 395. April, 419. May, 421. New crop, 25, 394. Cash beans, 948. April, 973. May, 978. New crop, 25, 952. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, 372. January, 377. Cash beans, 908. January, 917. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle, 168 to 187. Holstein fed cattle, 145 to 171. Market cows, 95 to 115. Bulls, 120 to 150. Calves, 200 to 950. Beef steers, 175 to 350. Holstein steers, 125 to 260. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 190 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 135 and down, goat markets, does 162 and down, bucks 265 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1-5-25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by Cupid. But no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man. And I've been busy making big plans. But no one needs to know right now. Got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't even know yet. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, that I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. I want bells to ring.
A little girl, a little
house and everything in it. Keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. So take everything we had if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, sticks and stones ain't all that makes us whole. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes round home. Now you say we are the root. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. Remember when we didn't have a dime between us? You took my hand and said we don't need much, just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Now you say we are the root. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Rainy day woman, that woman of mine, she ain't
have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman, woman.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, as we kind of get an update on the Pure Prairie poultry situation and also what's going to be happening here in the last month of the Congress. And Congressman Van Orden, thank you for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving as well to you and your family.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and everybody listening. I hope everyone gets a chance to take a break and sit down together, break some bread, eat some turkey, and a little bit of ham, and enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the bounty of the farmers. That's what this holiday is all about. Let's not forget that.
There you go. So I know, let's get an update on the Pure Prairie poultry. Yourself and some other congressional leaders had sent a letter to USDA asking what's going on here with this and where are we at and how did this all happen? And I understand it was crickets from USDA.
Yes, the USDA has completely blown off Congress. And it is absolutely inexcusable that they do this. So I am a member of Congress. I'm a member of the co-equal branch of government. And the USDA is responsible for giving about $50 million to a company that had failed several times before. They failed one more time, and we had about 3.5 million birds that were hanging out there in the lurch, of which the ones in Iowa and Minnesota were euthanized. And fortunately, our farmers were able to distribute the birds, their flocks, out to folks. So it is completely unacceptable that this is happening. I'm thrilled that Secretary Vilsack will no longer be there because he has been nothing but intransigent to us. If you look at how our farms have been struggling, everything from trade to input costs, and yes, in fact, the USDA has the ability to affect input costs to a certain level. So I'm very glad that he's leaving. I'm very glad that President Trump is coming in, and we're going to see a change in how we approach American agriculture. And I'm telling you what, with our new ag secretary coming in, I think that we're going to be much better off right now.
So is at this late in the session, and of course, new administration coming in January, is there really anything Congress can do to try to force at least some type of response?
Hey, listen, I got reelected, and I've made a promise, and I'm keeping it. As long as I'm a member of Congress, I'm going to be on the Agriculture Committee. And we're going to follow through with this. If we find people that have given that $50 million at USDA, if they gave this a series of grants and loans to failing companies, we're going to hold them responsible. Because I guarantee you that was not a political appointee that did this. And we're trying to find out who actually authorized these grants and loans. And we're going to hold them accountable. If that means they need to find a new job working at Quick Trip, that's fine. Working at Quick Trip is a great job. They've got a great benefit package, very nice atmosphere. But people who are doling out tens of millions and, you know, at the end of the day, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money, the companies that are failing need to be held accountable. That's the change that people voted for in November. We want to make sure that our farmers can farm. They don't have to wring the skin off their hands at night because they're worried about it, because we have a responsive Department of Agriculture and a USDA.
I guess it begs the question, what about the people who are part of these companies? What about the people who did the financing? Who, as a matter of fact, went ahead and prohibited Iowa from selling their birds to Tyson? So what about those folks?
Listen, if any civilian corporate actor worked with malfeasance, then we will refer that to different agencies to make sure they get charged too. So if civilian companies are out there and they are taking money knowing that they cannot fulfill their part of the bargain, they're doing that fraudulently, they need to be held legally accountable. We're not messing around here, man. Just as the government needs to be held accountable, which is a bit easier because that's a public entity, but if private entities are taking government money and they're doing it in a way that they know that they can't fulfill the part of the bargain, they need to be held legally accountable. We just have to get over this stuff. I mean, if you look at the last 4 years, the trillions of dollars that have gone out, we don't know where all that money is. And it's absurd to think that there hasn't been malfeasance by government folks, and we call that corruption. That's real. And it's impossible to think that there hasn't been malfeasance from these private companies. And so that's called fraud, and it's got to stop. We have to understand that we have a limited amount of resources. We have to apply them to where they need to be applied for the greatest good, and that's making sure that our farmers can farm, making sure that the American public can consume the fantastic food that our farmers make, and that our farmers can feed the world.
Talking with Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden this morning. Congressman, will we see a farm bill at the end of the year, or is that just not going to happen?
You will not. Absolutely not. You're not going to see a farm bill at the end of the year, and you can thank Senator Stabenow for that. She was 2 years late getting the farm bill text to us. That's completely and wholly unacceptable from the Democrat-controlled Senate. I'm just, you know, say what you want. Say if that's, say it, that's political or not, but that's the truth. So Senator Stabenow was 2 years late getting us the text to the farm bill. And I say 2 years because they started working on the farm bill before I got elected to my first term of Congress. And we passed that farm bill last year. Is it a perfect bill? Absolutely not. Is it a great bill? It sure is. So you can lay that at the feet of the Democrat-controlled Senate, and that's just the truth. So what we're going to try to do is there's a farm aid package that we need to get through and a disaster relief package we need to get through. And then we're looking at taking Title I and Title 11, so that's the commodities, and the crop insurance, and attaching it to those bills. The reason being is that people are getting denied credit right now because they don't know if the money's going to be around there. And, you know, you need to have farm insurance sitting there in case there is a huge event. The lenders want to know that they're going to be made whole if there's some event that's outside of the control of the farmer. So we're going to take Title I. We're working on it. Take Title I commodities, so stabilize. Get rid of that dairy cliff that you and I have talked about. And make sure that everybody understands that crop insurance is available so our farmers can get money lended to them. We're also trying to get, and this is hope against hope right now, our whole milk for healthy kids attached to that, because that's going to fundamentally change the entire dairy industry, because we're getting whole milk, 2% milk, and other dairy products, nutritious dairy products back into our schools so that our kids start drinking milk and eating dairy products again, which was cut off in 2010 when they tried to, you know, make school lunches healthy, which they previously were much better off than they are now.
Talking with Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. Finally, Congressman Van Orden, the something near and dear to me, the AM for every AM radio for every vehicle act, broad bipartisan support in both houses. Is this going to get done, or are we going to have to start over next year?
Well, again, that lies strictly on Chuck Schumer's Senate, the Democrat-controlled Senate by Chuck Schumer. So we got that through the House because it's incredibly important. You know, the reason that the Senate doesn't care about this and they haven't picked it up is because they're living in Manhattan and San Francisco and Chicago and, you know, Dallas, Texas, and places like that, Austin, Texas, where they don't use AM radio. But when you're out in the field, or you're in the barn milking, what are you listening to? You're listening to AM radio. So for us, it is a safety issue. The emergency broadcast system goes through the AM radio. So we're the Republican-controlled House of Representatives backed up our rural folks hard by making sure that we get that through. But again, we have unified government coming up here. So that is an incredibly high priority for us that are representing rural areas, because that's what we listen to in rural areas is AM radio. So I'm not letting that one go either, pal. It's just we have to have a Senate that understands and is trying to back up rural areas. And unfortunately, for the last 2 years while the Republicans had the House, that has just not been the case.
Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, you're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Quiet weather can be expected in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll have light and variable winds. We'll have cooler temperatures, though, with the highs in the upper 20s to low 30s and lows in the teens. Partly sunny throughout the afternoon, and we'll have highs 26 to 31, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. West winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 14 to 19. Relative humidities at 84 to 89% and a light wind. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 29 to 34. Relative humidities at 53 to 58%. North winds at 5 to 8. For Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs 25 to 30. North winds at 8 to 13. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs once again 20 to 25. Sunday and Monday, continued partly cloudy with highs 20 to 25.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information. Don't want to spend Thanksgiving Day cooking in the kitchen? Join the Riverside Grill and Corral Bar for Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3. There'll be roast turkey, baked ham, stuffing, potatoes, gravy, candy carrots, and more. Dine in or takeout is available. Reservations are requested. Call the Riverside Grill at 672-8874. 672-8874. The Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3 at the Riverside Grill and Corral Bar, downtown Durand.
As daylight gets shorter, hens tend to stop laying. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you keep the chickens comfy with light and warmth, they'll reward you with more eggs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Our morning routine of collecting eggs from the chicken flock is probably going a lot faster because you're finding fewer eggs. Many hens stop or slow down egg production during the winter. The lack of